It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already Memorial Day weekend. I know there's a lot going on Memorial Day weekend in terms of the return of road racing and many other events that are happening, most of which are still virtual, but of course it's a great time remember why we have Memorial Day. Want to put a big shout out to my guests last week, May 22nd and May 23rd. We had an update from Mike Culver, who is the executive director of the Wright Museum up in the Lakes region of World War II, and Wright Museum not being the Wright brothers, but rather it's a representation, a museum that really deals with the history of World War II specifically, but last year it had a feature on the Vietnam War, and this year's major feature is going to be on World War I, which, as my guest knows and our listening audience knows, World War I kind of teed up World War II because there was a lot of unfinished, anxiety, and 20 years later there was World War II. So Mike does a good job of explaining the Wright Museum, and it's easily found. That website is WrightMuseumOneWord.org, and there's a big tank, in front of the museum. But this weekend with me, and I've had Phil on many times before, it's Phil Taub, who has really been the founder, with his wife and with assistance from other people, but he is the founder of Swim with a Mission. So, Phil, thank you. I know you're extremely busy, and we're getting closer and closer to Swim with a Mission, so I know you're very busy. So thank you for spending some time with me over Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, Tom. Always great to be here. And thank you again for everything you do for veterans, quietly and without taking any credit, but very impactful stuff. So thank you.
You're welcome. And, of course, yes, we support Veterans Count, and one of our big initiatives is continuing to make sure that veterans receive dental care, because through no fault of the VA, but because of congressional rules, 9 times out of 10, a veteran can't get his or her oral care taken care of at the VA. So we've set up a program there, and hopefully the government's running a bunch of pilot programs across the country, and hopefully maybe within 5 years the congressional rules will change and the VAs will be, properly staffed with dentists, and we can have the longer-term solution to this. But in the meantime, veterans out there, if you are in oral health pain, just, give me a call at 223-1300. And, of course, we have, for a few years, also helped sponsor the Swim with a Mission. So, Phil, let's start there. And I know that I believe it's now over $6 million in 4 years that you've raised to support veterans. But tell us how it got started. And then as we get into more and more detail, we'll talk specifically about the events this summer.
Thanks, Tom. Yeah, and it's sort of under that column of, like, everything happens for a reason, but you can't always see it at the time, My wife, Julie, and I, now just about 5 years ago, were spending time with at that time, a lot of candidates running for president, mostly Republicans in that election. That was the one that Donald Trump ultimately won. And we were going with some of these candidates, like Jeb Bush and Chris Christie and others, to a lot of town hall meetings at VFW halls and American Legions. And that really got Julie and I focused on, there is this population of veterans in New Hampshire that are really struggling, right? We have a very high population of veterans in the Live Free or Die state, and that's a great thing. But too many of them are struggling just day to day with traumatic brain injuries, other mental health issues, dental care, right? Homelessness, need jobs. And that kind of opened our eyes up. And at the same time, we had been looking, we've been involved in a bunch of other charities, and we were looking for, like, the next thing to get involved in and to try to make a difference. And we thought, Tom, we'd start with just a small, once a year event, swim across Newfound Lake, get a bunch of, a few hundred folks to swim, raise a little bit of money. And we met this group of Navy SEALs in Florida and invited them to come up and do a demonstration of skills. And, it obviously captured a lot of people's imagination, because, we thought we'd maybe raise $50,000 a year. But, you know, as you say, $6 million and 4 years later, this thing has tremendous momentum, you know, and the journey just keeps getting stronger, bigger, more interesting, and we couldn't be more proud and humbled to be able to help so many veterans that are struggling in New Hampshire.
That's incredible. I mean, as you know, I spend a lot of time with various not-for-profits, you know, raising money for all, they're all good causes, but this one in particular is very near and dear to me. But, you know, there are other causes like, you know, food insecurity, et cetera. But so to raise over $6 million in 4 years is extraordinary. And I think, as you said, I mean, your focus has been on veterans struggling with, you know, both homelessness and mental health issues and PTS and PTSD and traumatic brain injury. So it's incredible. You've also managed to, in sort of true New Hampshire style, partner with organizations, and I love to see that. So tell us about the how you partnered with the Curieu Museum. I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah, no, happy to do it. One of the really wonderful things about what we do, you know, as you know, we don't provide any services directly to veterans. We just create cool events. We think they're cool anyway, raise a ton of money, and we give them directly to the veteran service organizations. And by doing that, we've now met pretty much every veteran service organization in New Hampshire, got to see what they're doing well, what they're not doing well, where they're servicing. And as a result of that, Tom, we're seeing gaps, you know. And we may even have a unique view on this, you know, in that there's nobody else doing exactly what we're doing, right? And so we're seeing these gaps in care. And one of the obvious gaps to us is when you think about mental health, if you think about traumatic brain injuries, PTSD, PTSD, a lot of that we understand resides in that part of your brain where the creative part of your brain. And so we realized in looking at other states and seeing other programs that art therapy really works. It unlocks something in the creative part of your brain if you're struggling with some of these issues. And we looked around, and unbelievably, there are no really sort of significant impactful art therapy programs in New Hampshire. So we got together with the VA, the state, Veterans Count, and the Courier, and we literally met in a conference room, Tom, a couple of years ago with this idea of could we work together to hatch a statewide art therapy program. And that led ultimately to Swim of the Mission providing about $750,000 of funding. If you go to the Courier today now, you will see in the basement they've converted their boardroom and classrooms into a veteran art therapy center, state-of-the-art, where they can do it in person and over Zoom. And now they're spreading out. They're the center. They've hired art therapists there. They've done two cohorts with the VA already of veterans, and they're creating art. And that program is now going to spread out, and we're planning on providing the funding for hopefully another 10 years of art therapy programs that hopefully will make a huge difference in our community.
Wow, that's incredible. And this is really cool for me because obviously I've had folks from the Curieu Museum on, and sort of to relate art to art therapy is just extraordinary. So thank you for being, you know, creative and understanding, you know, the importance of New Hampshire of, you know, partnering, you know, to make things happen. So the website is swimwithamission.org. So if I'm listening to this, how can I help as an individual citizen? How can I help as a corporation? And then after a break, we'll get in specifically to the events that are coming up. I believe the first one starts after July 4th and July 8th, but we'll get into that. But tell us how best, you know, citizens in New Hampshire, as well as if you're fortunate enough to have a decision-making role at a company, how best we can help.
So thank you so much. So on the individual level, you know, we created this organization so that, you know, if folks have treasure and no time, write a check. If folks have time but no treasure, volunteer. We have so many events that we need volunteers for. And so many hundreds and hundreds of people have volunteered each year for our events. If you have both, you know, we'd be blessed to get your help with both. And on the sponsorship side, what we've been telling folks is, you know, we don't want to, definitely don't want to take any money away from any veteran service organizations, but if you're not giving to any right now, you know, and you're looking to do something, we'll work with you if you particularly want to support service dogs or art therapy or homelessness. You know, you can do it through us and get all that exposure that we get from having millions of hits on social media. You know, tens of thousands of people show up to our events. You know, it is a great way to get your name out there and then have that very sort of meaningful impact specifically on something that you're passionate about for veterans.
Great. And the website is swimwithamissionalloneword.org. So 1 minute before our commercial break, tell us how you made the initial connection with the Navy SEALs.
Again, you know, Tom, like everything happens for a reason. It was as simple as a great client of mine, I helped him sell his business, invited us down to celebrate down in Florida. He bought this huge, amazing boat, and we were there one day. And we were looking for something to do, and the captain said, hey, the Navy SEALs are going to be down in the Keys. We should go check it out. And that's what we did. We went to check it out. I never met a Navy SEAL before. And when I saw them doing the demonstrations and stuff, like literally a light bulb went off in my brain, like an epiphany, Tom. I was like, we should invite these guys to come up to New Hampshire. And that's what we did. And they came. And it's like the rest is history.
Wow, you had your own road to Emmaus. That's awesome with your epiphany.
Yeah.
So we'll get into that. Of course, the Navy SEALs are near and dear to my heart. You know, one of my best friend's son, Blake Marsden, had died in a Navy SEAL, you know, training accident. So this is, you know, really meaningful. We will return with Phil Taub after commercial break. Again, the website is swimwithamission.org. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend, May 29th and May 30th, which is Memorial Day weekend. With me is Phil Taub. And, of course, it is Memorial Day weekend, and I know this is COVID, so there may be, you know, less cookouts and things like that. But remember, Memorial Day, I always like to remind people, it's really recognizing those who died in military service. So we want to put our thoughts, you know, to people we know who have perished during military service, or family members, and I'm sure we all know someone that has, you know, died in service. So that's what Memorial Day weekend's about. So Phil, we were starting to talk about how Phil connected, you know, with the Navy SEALs that made Swim with a Mission such a great event. And as I mentioned earlier, before break, who Phil somehow amazingly has raised $6 million or over $6 million in, you know, 4 years, you know, with his wife, Julie, and a lot of it, you know, all the connections, you know, that he's made and the partnering, you know, with Curry Museum, et cetera. So let's now fast forward. It's within within a month or so, we'll have the this year's edition of Swim with a Mission, and I know people will be curious because while we're getting towards the light at the end of the COVID tunnel, and you know most people are vaccinated or you know understand the processes of being COVID safe, they're probably curious as to how this is happening this year. So tell us about that. Again, the website is swimwithamission.org, and Phil told us how we can all participate either with time or treasury. So I believe things kind of kick up on July 8th.
They sure do. And just before we get into that, Tom, you mentioned Navy SEAL Blake Marston, who died in service, a New Hampshire native. I wanted to just tell you that a few weeks ago I was in Washington, D.C. with the family, and everything at that time was still closed, and so the museums were closed. So we got up early on a Sunday morning, and we walked Arlington National Cemetery, and we found Blake Marston's gravesite.
Oh, wow.
And took pictures of it, and we sent pictures to his parents to tell them that we were there paying respects. And amongst those 400,000 veterans that are buried there, it was very meaningful for us and my children to be able to go to gravestones where maybe we hadn't met Blake, but we had met Blake's parents. And so that it really meant something, you know, to be there. And that, just being able to send the picture to his parents, you know, was a wonderful thing.
That's awesome. And I know they've gone to a couple of your events, and I know, having chatted with them, how meaningful it is for them. So, you know, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, Yeah, no, of course. And that's just one of the many wonderful things that's come out of this. So, oh my God, we have like the busiest 3 days from July 8th through July 10th. Tom, let me give you the quick rundown. There's something for everybody. So on July 8th, we have this all-day event at OSG Paintball where we have a team-building day with the Navy SEALs. So this is not open to the public. This is companies only. We still have literally one spot left. Otherwise, it's sold out. So it's not too late for one more company to come in. And so each company will bring 12 people, and we'll spend the morning hearing directly from the Navy SEALs about their team-first attitude, right, and mental toughness. Those are the two big things that they talk about. And you have legendary Navy SEALs there, you know, spent 30 years in the teams, did some amazing things, ran SEAL Team 6, et cetera, talking about team-first and mental toughness. And then in the afternoon, each team gets their own Navy SEAL, and we play against each other in a tournament, a paintball tournament, so we add some stress and pressure, and we see how much everybody learned about sticking together as a team and that mental toughness when you add some stress and pressure to it. That really is a wonderful day and a big fundraiser for us that particular day. So that's super fun. And we're all
I was going to say, there's a lot of team building, but I bet you there's a little bit of fun and healthy competition thrown in there.
Yes, it sure is, you know. And so most companies pay for that out of their training budget, not their philanthropy budget, but it is a tax deduction. So an amazing day.
Good. And there's one spot remaining for an employer, so, yeah. You know, get a hold of Phil at swimwithemission.org. Okay, so that's the 8th, so keep going with the rest of the week.
So on the 9th, not to be outdone by the Navy SEALs, for the first time ever, we have an event called the Green Beret with a Mission Challenge. So we were approached by a group of amazing Green Berets, also Special Forces, not Navy, they're Army. And they've put together a very cool day. This is open to the public. This is an event where teams of 5 to 10 people can sign up together. So there's still time to sign up. And you will be put through what is essentially about a 3-hour course where you'll move from station to station and you have to overcome various challenges when you get there. Not obstacles, but challenges. So you may simulate carrying a fallen teammate to a helo or doing an ammunition refuel, you know, and so being carrying ammo bags up and down a hill or something like that. And each team will have its own Green Beret that's going to go and help them sort of make their way through the course. And it is a competition. It is for speed. There's literally nothing like it anywhere in the country. There's no event like this. So it really is a very unique. We have a lot of teams signed up already, and then each team is out there fundraising for our veterans as well, Tom.
That's pretty cool. And I'm sure is there a little bit of rivalry between the Green Berets and the Navy, in a good way, in terms of fundraising and events?
There sure is. There sure is. And so we're just very blessed, you know, to have all these amazing soldiers and veterans around us that are willing to sort of jump in like this, you know?
It's great. And we, as you had mentioned, I mean, both in New Hampshire and Maine, actually, I mean, there is actually, compared to the rest of the country, a higher percentage of people who have served our country, and including these special forces, although still it's a relatively small percentage. So I know that there are people like Jim Steiner and others out there that always amaze me when I find out, you know, that they've served in these special forces. So that's pretty cool. So was it you or Julie who thought about creating this healthy rivalry? Because that is a great idea.
Yeah, well, listen, it just sort of happens, you know. If you have one Green Beret in the room and 10 SEALs, you know, that Green Beret is going to take a beating, but and vice versa, you know, so you just kind of sense it. But it's all friendly, obviously, and ultimately all on the same team. But it really is good stuff. And then the really big day is the 10th, so that's a Saturday, July 10th. We have two big events. In the morning, we're doing our swim event up at Newfound Lake, and we've already got close to 300 folks that have signed up to swim. There's still an opportunity to sign up.
So you'll actually be at Newfound Lake. So this isn't virtual, right? Everybody will be there? Great.
We will be in person. There is a virtual option if people still want to do it virtually. We have over 100 people signed up to do it virtually.
You're right. It's always good to have a virtual option. That's great.
Yeah, exactly. And the virtual option is everything from swimming to kayaking to a push-up challenge. And then the actual swim itself is there's some short swims like a 1K, there's a 5K, and then there's a 10K, which is a nice long swim for the, you know, very serious swimmers. At Newfound Lake, Tom, as you know, is the cleanest lake in the Northeast and number 8 in the country in terms of cleanest lakes. I can't think of a better place to do open water swimming. And there is a relay swim as well if teams of 5 can just, you know, take turns swimming.
Wow.
If those distances are too long, you know?
Now, you mentioned as one of the virtual things is the push-up challenge. That was a big hit last year when we were first dealing with COVID, right?
Yeah, that was a really big hit. It helped that the governor did it as well. And, you know, a lot of folks did that push-up challenge. In fact, we had people, I was shocked. We had people as far as California, you know, we had people in Europe. A guy did it in India, you know, and they all did it and raised money and sent it in. They raised about $150,000.
Wow. There's a virtual option, but those of you who are there will be at Newfound Lake on the morning of July 10th. One of my friends, photographer Gil Telvert, I might be on his boat watching all this. So the next day, July 11th, tell us what the Veteran Family Festival is.
Yeah, and so it's actually the same day. So that's going to be like the longest day for Julie and I.
Oh, jeez. My God, you're going to have to rest for a few days afterwards.
We sure will. So same day, Saturday, July 10th, starting at 2 o'clock. At Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. We love seeing that.
Nice.
In Manchester. We're hoping to sell that out, sell out the stadium. We're going to have a veteran family festival. So we're encouraging families to come, bring your kids. You're going to get up close and personal with our special forces, our SEALs, Green Berets, et cetera. And there's going to be plenty of stuff for the kids to do. And it all sort of ends with a series of demonstrations. So the Navy SEALs will be doing a demonstration, including folks parachuting in. We have the Coast Guard coming this year with helicopters to do a demonstration. The Army National Guard will be there with a Black Hawk helicopter and Humvees and various other things. The Manchester Police, who have the largest canine unit in the state, will be there with doing a canine demonstration. It's really cool to see the SEALs canine demonstration versus, you know, the police force one. They are very different. You know, the police force dogs will bite and let go. You know, in our military, they bite and they don't let go, you know, kind of thing. It's a different thing when you're fighting in a war, right?
Wow. Jeez, so yeah. I mean, and that's a great footnote that we all better understand. So, again, sort of more, you know, friendly rivalry even when it comes to dogs. So, again, the website is swimwithamission.org. Phil, thank you for all you do for not just veterans, but for the overall New Hampshire community. We're blessed to have you right here in New Hampshire. So thank you very much and for spending time on Memorial Day, which, of course, celebrates and recognizes those who died in military service. So it's appropriate that I have you over Memorial Day weekend. So thank you, Phil.
Yeah, much appreciated. Always a pleasure. Thank you, Tom.
And again, the website is swimwithamission.org, and the events start on July 8th and go through the afternoon at Delta Dental Stadium through July 10th.